Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Marlene Levy. And in the first half of this segment, we had a wonderful personal sharing with legislator Sheila Bino from the 2nd District. And, you know, I want to thank her very much personally because that's not the easiest thing for people to talk about. And when she agreed to come on the show and acknowledge and talk about that, you know, I can only respect her and applaud her and thank her for sharing, because anybody listening, and this is a show for seniors, you got to talk to your adult children. You got to talk because certain things, not everything, is avoidable. Mm-hmm. And why run in a situation where you're stage four because you didn't go to the doctor or didn't do self-exams, etc.? But the other part of Sheila, and that was the personal, you know, as a county legislator, she's very involved, and she's very involved in trying to pass bills that help the community. Sheila is not a self-serving woman. And one that I was reading about the other day, of course, is the health, mental health, mm-hmm. not health, mental health, which I think is so significantly important. And I want to talk about that one before we get to the new legislation you're trying to put through.
Sure, sure. So I've been working on the Mental Health for State initiative since I joined the legislature.
Wow.
And so we've been, you know, moving.
How long have you been there?
I've been there since 2014. I was elected in a special in 2014, reelected 15 and 17, and as you stated, you know, seeking another term.
Right.
So when I got there in 2014 and I was doing some research on, you know, some of the epidemics that we were seeing bubble up in our community, everything from opioid addiction to, you know, violent gang-related type of activities, I'm saying, you know, what can we do to help? And when I started looking at what's happening on a national level, I saw that there was this evidence-based, nationally recognized mental health first aid training. And I thought it was important to bring that here to Nassau County and be able to start training our community, from faith-based leaders to educators to parents, coaches, whoever wanted to, you know, that are interfacing with young people, and because there's different components. There's a youth, an adult, and a public safety component. So every time anything came up on the floor that was closely connected to mental health, I'd bring up this mental health first aid training. And I, you know, it was almost like filibustering sometimes. They'd be like, oh. So one day, a colleague from the other side of the aisle, Fran Becker, says, Sheila, if you let us go home, you know, call me tomorrow and we'll talk about how we get this done. And so I called him the next day, and we started working toward getting a comprehensive approach to dealing with mental health first aid. So we worked to get money in the budget so that, first of all, we could send staffers from human services out to be trained in the trainer module. And then they came back and they started training community for us. And then I said, well, what is the police department doing for mental health? You know, what's happening at the academy? And they came and they were very lovely. They came with binders full of stuff. And I said, is any of this evidence-based? And they're like, evidence-based? I said, okay. So then I showed them, you know, the mental health first aid. And they said, well, we'll adopt it. So then they started training all the cadets in the that were coming through in wow. mental health first aid. So there's like 600 plus cadets that came out having been trained in mental health first aid. And then I said, well, listen, we you know, and this is moving toward now 17, 18. I said, it needs to be just the law. I mean, probation officers, emergency medical techs, our DSS workers, human service, everyone who's interfacing with the public should be trained in mental health first aid so they can identify. Because like you said, when someone's walking and you see them with a crutch, we know that, you know, you're suffering through something. But mental health, you know, people disguise it, right? And but mm-hmm. if you're trained and you have an eye for it now, you can pick up if somebody's in distress. And so this training actually helps you to identify when someone's in distress it helps you with techniques. It gives you techniques to de-escalate.
That's the word someone. I was going to say, yeah, because sometimes it's going to explode.
That's right.
But you know, like, you can get ahead of it.
That's
de-escalate.
Right.
That's
and so
word.
We want to de-escalate, and then we want to be able to do the proper referral. And so now it's county law that our employees are all trained in mental health first aid so that they can be part of, you know, the boots on the ground to help.
Right, right.
To help. And I was also recently appointed to be a co-chair for Nassau County's opioid task force. And so in the report that we provided to the county executive for implementation, we also included an amendment for the bill to include Nassau County providing the train-the-trainer module for our school districts.
Nice.
So that then the school district personnel, whoever is trained, could go back into the school community and provide the training for staffers and through adult education, whatever, however they want to implement it. But to the extent that it also, it goes past just faculty and administration, that we start training community as well. I think it goes a long way, because what I've learned is young people that suffer trauma, and there's evidence that says that adverse childhood experiences lead to substance abuse and other high-risk behaviors, including gangs and the like. So this is a step forward.
It's amazing. I listen to Christian radio, and the other morning, within the last week, there was a story in reference to a boy who came into a school with a gun. And as he walked into the classroom, the gym coach was walking by and just grabbed around
him.
And you heard it?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
And the other one took it. And he just stayed with him and hugged him, and that's what the kid needed.
He grabbed him and hugged him.
Hug is
he,
what he needed
a hug.
He wasn't getting it
Isn't
at home.
That something?
That's right.
It's like, it's ridiculous. And you just got to know a little bit in advance. I'm not saying you're going to cater that boy, but if you know I'm a little bit more sensitive than the next person,
that's right.
Then take your time and say, John, how are you this morning? How was your day?
That's right.
Thanks, Celia. It was good.
Celia, I want to thank you for what you're doing. In the 70s, I had started Port Counseling Center, which is a drug and alcohol facility, and I worked with Commissioner Adams at that time in Nassau County. We worked for a couple of years, and he became my mentor, basically, at that time. That was my beginning in my field, drug and alcohol. And what we did together was bring the therapists, the social workers, into the high schools. Mm-hmm. We wanted to bring them into the middle schools, and it was a no. Oh, you got to be kidding. Why should we bring, you know, it's enough that they're going to fund to bring them into the high schools, because we had to get the state and the Nassau County, and we had to get the local school funding to pay for these people, these social workers in the high school. We couldn't at that time get them into the middle schools or into the elementary schools, which is also necessary.
Which is
well,
where it really needs to start.
Which is what I'm saying, what you're doing
really?
At this point.
Yes.
Elementary?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Because by the time they get to high school,
this is 30 years later. Yeah. This is amazing.
Amazing. I'm listening.
By the time they get to high school, they already have the ability to start either self-medicating or trying to find some way to offset what they're feeling. Mm-hmm. And so if they're feeling abandoned, then that's where these gangs become a haven. Right, they go to the gang because this is a sense now of some level of community, of family.
Right.
So yes, you're right.
Fabulous what you're doing, because you know, especially going into weed or grass or whatever, the marijuana, they'll go into it at a younger age. Mm-hmm. It's a way of self-medicating. Mm-hmm. It's a way of joining a gang. It's a way of going against society. Whatever the rebellious attitude is at that particular point, the child is going to think about it, and look for the older kids who are doing this, and then link up with the older kids.
Okay.
That's
okay.
How it goes. It goes up a scale. And here it was, it left. And this is 30 years, I'm saying, and now it's first, you're informing everybody that they've got to see this, and you've got to touch the kids and keep going with it. It's a shame it took so long, and a lot of things. It's a shame it took so long.
You have to change the trajectory.
Yeah.
You have to
right.
Cut them off at the path when we see this something happen. Like you said, just that hug sometimes, or
yeah, and I didn't see it, but I heard it. And it's like,
I saw it on TV.
And the guy stayed with him like for a while. Mm-hmm. And the kid calmed down, and that was that's
the
what
kid was in the hallway.
Right in the hallway.
He was in the hallway, and you see all of a sudden this teacher running to it. I said, "Oh my God, this guy's going to get killed!" And he quick grabs him so quickly and hugs him, and then you see the kid drop his weapon and hugging him.
Right.
And I'm going, "Oh my God, this teacher could have been dead. I mean, you know, he could have been. This was dead.
Yeah, I didn't know it was on TV.
It was on TV to see this.
But that's the point. But you don't have that many people out there. You have the other teacher, and I'm not saying the teacher's bad. They're going to run the other way if you see a gun. And so it's, I'm not making a call there. The call was all this boy needed was a hug.
That's it.
That was my call.
And there was some level of a indicator that young person needed a hug earlier on.
That nobody knew.
And that the people weren't trained to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's the part of it that's why I said when I saw the bill, I said that it's so important. And that, you know, specifically from law enforcement, because they're in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you are nothing but a bad person. But sometimes what we're talking about, you're not. It's just, and so it's nicer to go into a situation. I mean, you know, law enforcement has to protect themselves.
So
we're not turning on and say every walk in and say, "I love you," and be touchy feely to everything.
They have to protect, the first responsibility is to protect the public.
Right.
And so
right.
You know, if they can use de escalation, that's the direction that Nassau County's training is taking them.
Right.
Yeah, they've done some work with that.
Question. What about the parents? What do we do with the parents?
So the parents absolutely need to be part of the training process, and that's why my vision for this would be that the PTA would be trained, and that they would also then start to offer mental health first aid through adult education.
Wonderful.
So that, you know, the families could come in and be trained as well.
Yeah, because I'm sure... That's the last thing, because we're almost out of time. Some of these parents don't want to admit that there's an issue.
Sure. And the teachers, you know, of course, obviously.
Well, the teacher, they may not be capable to admit it or understand it, but the parent...
The parent sits with it, and they're embarrassed, too.
Right.
They could know, but they're embarrassed. So if it's opened up, like marijuana, it's opened up. Once you know it's okay, you know, you talk about it, you help.
Mm-hmm.
You put your hands on, and that's what you're doing. You're putting your hands on a very, very severe problem in this country.
We are actually out of time.
You got to be kidding.
I enjoyed my time. Thank you for having me.
Actually, I'd like you to come back after the election.
Okay.
Because we have to talk about water.
Okay.
Water is significantly important, especially on Nassau County, in the world.
Absolutely.
Recently, I was at a meeting where they showed the percentage of drinkable water around the world, which is ridiculous at this point. So you've been listening to Sila Bino, who is the legislator from the 2nd District, and on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.